Iran is on a knife's edge. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Authorities hung a 23-year-old protester on Thursday, the first death penalty execution since protests began in September. Today, more than a dozen protesters that received death sentences could face the same fate. Headlines like these are a call to prayer. We can't change Iran's leaders, but we know the God who holds our world in his hands. For security purposes, we've disguised the voice of Reza with Global Catalytic Ministries.
Inside of Iran is a perfect storm. Social unrest, economic unrest, political unrest, and religious unrest. And God is moving so powerfully through dreams, visions. People are seeing the man in white and coming to Christ. So pray that this continues to happen, that God's Holy Spirit continues to move mightily inside of Iran.
And Christians make up a tiny fraction of the population in Turkey. Many also live in very rural, remote areas, and they may feel isolated from other believers. Families and neighbors pressure them to keep quiet about their faith. Joe Willie with Sat7 USA says,
the school system, it's a firm school system. Children are taught and often told how to think and how to behave. And because Christians are part of a minority group and a small group of people, they're often just told to be quiet. Even though you live here, even though you're part of the country, you really don't have a say in normal life.
Sat7 reaches isolated Turkish believers through satellite TV. Shows like Essence of the Gospel explore discipleship, scripture, and theology. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In this Advent season, Transworld Radio wants to share a prayer guide with you to help you in the waiting. Journey with us through the 2022 Advent season as we pray for people groups all over the world. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.